Hello.
Hey, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. A really bad time. I was going to give you guys a call later today, but what can I do for you?
Oh, I was just calling because you clicked in the dashboard indicating that you wanted some information for Yelp ads.
Yeah, actually, I needed to talk to Yelp, Local Splash about some other things as well. I wasn't able to go any further on the registration of that or whatever, was because it required me to do something that with a password I didn't remember, couldn't figure it out. I can't remember now what it was. That may have been a password to my an email that I'm having problems that I can't open, and I don't know what the password to that email is anyway, because I opened that email like 15 years ago, and it was a password, and it automatically goes on there, so I don't even remember what the original password log in is. So anyway,
you're talking about for Yelp ads?
Yeah, the Yelp ad. But right now, I'm not really too concerned about wanting to talk about that right now. I was going to be calling Local Splash when I got back to my office later today about various things, including making sure that my Google guarantee, what's that called? It was shut down, and the money applied, in escrow applied back to my account. It is shut down because I haven't gotten any leads from it in a couple months, but the money in the account in escrow has yet to be put back to the account, so I want to address that. And also, I haven't gotten really any leads, real leads, in a couple months from just my normal, website presence. I'm putting photos on there and getting requests for reviews and stuff like that. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of that again today because I know that it helps in the algorithm trying to keep finding me. But then I haven't been able to find myself at all when I Google. My doesn't come up at all on any of the pages going down 150. As far down as far as the amount of painters that come up on a word search, like for example, renting interior paintings. And then also I've had a bunch of calls from several a day from other organizations that do what you do, saying that you're not, we can't find you and da, 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 da. So I want to find out, what I need to do, or I'm going to maybe just go to them and see if they'll hire them, see if they can get me back up there like you guys did in the beginning. Yeah. I haven't had
so
any
So you're
reason.
Up there. Okay, one second. You're up there. I just did a search. You needed to look in an incognito window. I literally just looked up Painter and Renton, Washington, in your area. You're fifth on the first page of Google. I'm going to send you the link right now.
Great.
I'm
going
to send you the link.
Whatever I do, it doesn't come up.
Because you're not, you haven't cleared your cache, and you're looking from the same device that you always look from. So you have to either clear your cache or go in with the.
I don't know what that means. I'm not tech savvy, so
okay.
I mean, I have no clue what that means.
Okay, so what it means is you have to clear the search history on your the device that you're looking from, or if you don't know how to do that, it's pretty simple. But I understand what you're saying because I didn't know about it until somebody taught me. It's not
so
like
I told you about it.
Yeah, so I get it. Like, it's not like, hey, you're a dummy. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like,
no,
I
yeah,
understand
you
what
know,
you're saying. You know, but if you do go in to do a search with an incognito window,
uh-huh.
Look in your area, you're going to get a clean search because that's how I did it. So just to make sure that I'm not getting any skewed. But I just sent you a clickable link so you can go in and look at it. You're fifth on the first page of Google in your area just for Painter.
Yeah.
But I do want to get the rest of your stuff addressed. So you can either call in later today or I can schedule you for a scheduled time tomorrow where the team can call you.
Why don't we do that? Because when I've called in before, last time when I called last week and I called in twice, actually I sat on hold for a half hour and I said, screw it.
I understand. I got it. So appointments start as early as we have one at 7:30, one at 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11:30, 1.
Why don't we say 9:30?
You want 9:30? You got it.
That's a.m. Pacific Coast time, right?
It is. Yep. All those things.
No, I need to figure something out because I'm drowning here. I mean, I can't even pay my bloody rent this month. It's really weird when I compare it to last year. This last spring, almost nothing. The previous spring, I was getting 4 or 5 calls a day, not from Google, a Google guarantee, but just from my website.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, I got made. I mean, I mean, I know I got a bunch of stuff, and I had other things, like one lead came in from a city that's about 60, 70 miles north. I'm definitely not within my thing. Put in a request for a review. The recording on that, you can hear me saying to the guy, first thing I always ask, what city? I want to make sure you're within my geographical area.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it's a two and a half hour commute each way, right? So it obviously, you know, and I said, no, you're up in Granite Falls or wherever, I can't remember what it was. It's up by Granite Falls. And he said, oh, because yeah, I put in, you know, and you guys came up. And so I put in a request for it and they denied it. It's like, I don't understand. Why did you deny that? I mean, the recording, if you listen to the guy called in, I answered. Right there it says, no, I'm sorry. That's a 2.5 hour commute. He goes, no, I understand. I don't blame you. I wouldn't come up this far if I, you know. So, and then I put that in and request was denied. It wasn't credited. It's like, so it's getting to the point where that's why I quit Home Advisors. They were sending me tons of leads that were bogus, and I was paying $700-$800 a week for stuff that was like turn into zero. I mean, so I that's why I quit them. And Home Advisors, when I first signed up with them, was like, Jesus, man, they were giving tons of work. But then after 3-4 years, they're just like even they shut down. They haven't shut down yet, but they're calling me to rejoin again, so I know they're close. And then they'll restart up in a year or two under a different name, just like they did when they were
Yeah,
numbers and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so I know they're desperate as well. But I'm just telling the thing is I mean no leads, no people calling for. I mean you know. So I was just wondering. I know it's like I understand. I've been in this business a long time. I know that election years are always a pain in the ass. People hold on to the money, speculate, and so on and so forth. And hopefully when things you know things will change.
Another month, hopefully. Not even a month. Hopefully we get it in the next little bit.
7-8 days. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Praise God. Hopefully. So, yeah, I've got you put in for that. So they're going to call from the 877 number. If you ever do, Yelp ads in your area are quite costly. If you want to get them going, it's going to be like a minimum.
I don't even have the money right now to invest in anything to develop leads.
I understand. I just want to, because I was your original salesperson. So you came to me, and I'm also now on the Yelp team. And, you know, we've done a lot of things. Amy Nelson.
And you're with Yelp, right? Oh no, you're with actual Local Splash. Talking about Yelp.
Yeah, but we're now partners to Yelp. So
I understand.
Yeah. So I'm from the Yelp department. So that's what I'm saying is like in my role here since you and I spoke last January, I've expanded. So I do a lot of
all
different things.
Well,
for
I was just a little confused. The original guy that signed me up was Ivan about 3 years ago. So I was just confused when you said you're the original guy that signed me up. So. You're my original salesperson. I was like, no, you're
not.
Well,
your very first invoice here shows that it was Tyler Lavenberg, and then from there you spoke with a guy named Ivan regarding
Tyler's
yeah,
original call.
And then,
I just don't want to dealt with that.
I'm the one who took care of you last with the with the Google.
So what's your name again?
Amy Nelson.
Amy. Okay.
Yeah, back
there,
in November of 2022, you and I did that Google Guarantee and all that stuff.
You signed me up for the Google Guarantee.
Yeah,
that was in November, yeah.
We've been together for a while here, but anyway, I want you to be happy. I want you to get what you need. I've got you.
Well,
I
need to get I can't even pay. It's just been ridiculous. I mean, usually at the end of the year rush in July, August, and even something to September, I mean, that's when you get the most of the calls. And I got like maybe one or two a month, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, and I just wish I hadn't relied on that and put my efforts into other avenues for developing
right.
leads. So
mm-hmm.
right now, today, when I get back, that's what I'm going to be in my office the rest of this week because I got my computer back working again, so I haven't been able to do this for about 2 weeks. And that's just recontacting my, you know, about 1,800 old customers going back 10 years and reminding them that I'm here. That's called, you know, that's part of the brand Graffiti by referral only program,
mm-hmm.
the marketing program. And that gives me, that, I mean, I barely get into, maybe 400 or 500 recontacts before boom, I got more work than I need.
Nice.
So I've been wanting to do that for the last couple of weeks, but I've had a computer problem. It's finally was taken care of over the weekend, so my computer's not been working again and fast.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting in the command, and it takes 2 minutes to go through it. It was screwed up. But anyway, so all right, so I'll be at my desk waiting for your call tomorrow morning.
Okay, you'll get it from one of our team members from the 877 phone number to review everything with you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Amy.